Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You can now relive the best moments of the UEFA Champions League 24/7. The UEFA Champions League channel is a new 24-hour streaming channel serving nonstop goals, highlights, and full match replays from the world's most prestigious club competition. Reminisce on your favorite moments, legendary players, and brilliant goals with the UEFA Champions League channel, streaming around the clock on Pluto TV and the CBS Sports app.
Welcome into The Early Edge presented by BetMGM. I am so excited to be hosting today, Sunday. I have an amazing crew that we are going to get to in just a second. But first, let's take a look at how we did on the Saturday recap. Not bad, 4-3, a nice plus 130 winner from AMAX, plus 112 winner from the site. Let's bring in the stars of the show. And I'm so glad to see the chat already popping. Make sure to hit the like button as we welcome in these three gentlemen. We've got Amex for MLB, we've got Matt Snyder for MLB, and we've got Calvin Wetzel live in Cleveland for the big game today. Yes, that's right. The biggest game of the day, Iowa, South Carolina, 3 p.m. from Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Calvin, quick question for you. A couple quick questions. Who will have the fan edge in Cleveland at that game today? And number two, do you agree with all the talk that Caitlin Clark in Iowa have been benefiting from favorable officiating?
I'm so excited to be with you guys from Cleveland and excited to be at this game today. I definitely think Iowa's going to have the fan edge. They had a huge edge the other night. Last year, I was at the Final Four as well, and Iowa had the biggest fan edge in both games. Their fans love to travel. We see it in the Big Ten tournament as well. So I would guess about 70 or 80% of the fans are going to be Iowa. In terms of the officiating, I do think they've benefited somewhat. I think that's what happens in any sport when you have a star. You can look at NBA, WNBA, same type of thing. Caitlin Clark is going to get the star whistle. Maybe she's going to push off and it's not going to get called, things like that. That's just how it goes. So we've seen teams have to fight through that. South Carolina is going to have to fight through that today.
And we're going to get into your official plays for the game, your picks for props and on the side. But Snyder, I want to come to you. The baseball season is 10 days old. And I have to admit, I've been dabbling so far, about six plays so far on this side, but I haven't dived in the way I need to. What's the most surprising or interesting angle that's jumped out so far?
Interesting. The Marlins are 0-9. I know Amex and I both hammered their under, so we're well on our way there. Astros 2-7. It's kind of a tough schedule to start the season with the Yankees, Blue Jays, and Rangers, but still 2-7. I don't know if anybody would have had them 2-7 out of the gate. On the plus side, the Pittsburgh Pirates, it's been a very easy schedule, but 7-2 for the Pirates. Nice start for the Pirates.
And I guess that's the question. Are those things sustainable or are they early season mirages? AMAX, what do you think about the first 10 days of the season?
Yeah, it's been a little bit tough for some teams that I think we did like previously. You know, myself on the Astros, I really like them. Also really tough to see a guy like Spencer Strider, who I like to lead the league in strikeouts and to have another great season, goes down with an elbow injury. You know, hate to say it, but it's probably Tommy John or some lengthy absence. You hate to see stars like him and Shane Bieber even now going for elbow surgery. Hate to see them drop, but you know what it is? It's there's other guys now that are younger that we've heard their names that now kind of have to step into these roles and a little bit earlier than expected, but it happens.
And I see a lot of the chat putting in your bets for today. I love to see it. Keep them coming. Make sure to hit the like button. Amex, I'm coming right back to you. Let's get your official MLB play for this wonderful Sunday.
Yeah, and Sniper mentioned it. Look, Astros are 2-7, a little bit tough when you look at kind of the schedule that they've had and where they're going. They face the Braves. They face Texas again. They face Texas now. But this is a four-game series, so I saw somebody already mention, like, our Sunday is going to get squirrely again for MLB. I like taking this play on Jose Altuve over 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs. Played it yesterday, and it cashed for us. And I think there's just a little bit of steadiness here with a four-game set. It's a wraparound series, so they do have another game tomorrow. It's not like this is the getaway day. And I think, really, when you look at Altuve, he's like the one bright spot from this lineup so far. You look at last night, you had 8 hits from the top 4 guys in the lineup. Rest of the lineup did absolutely nothing. Altuve had 3 of those hits. So I think the top of the lineup today against a guy like Dane Dunning, if you want to go over to the website, I actually just posted a play on a side here, but it's maybe a little bit obvious. I think Dane Dunning is terrible. He was really, really lucky in his first start. He had 9 of 13 batted balls that were over 100 miles an hour. I think that catches up to him today against a team in the Astros that hung 9 runs on him in their only start versus him last year.
Great nugget on the exit velocity from Dane Dunning. And yes, go over and check out the pick because AMAX 8-4 on the site to start the season. Where are you going to place all these bets? How about BetMGM? If you want to place any of these bets, you do so at BetMGM. A new BetMGM customer, you sign up today, you get up to $1,500 in bonus bets. Just place your first wager of at least $10 and you will receive up to $1,500 instantly if your bet loses with bonus code EDGE. That's EDGE. Guys, we are going to get into all the official picks. We're going to take questions from the chat for these guys, these experts. But first, let's hear from one of our sponsors.
Paramount Plus and the National Park Foundation present A Mountain of Zen. This Earth Week, you can live stream 7 national parks for 7 days on Paramount Plus. Paramount Plus, official streaming partner of the National Park Foundation.
Let's go!
It's the most all-star studded challenge ever, and this time it's every competitor for themselves.
Best challenge ever!
The Challenge All-Stars, new season now streaming on Paramount Plus. Go to ParamountPlus.com to try it free. Terms apply.
Okay, Calvin, I'm coming right back to you. The men will take center stage Monday night, UConn laying 6. A little bit more now that the line is open and everybody wants to jump on that UConn train, which I've been riding and a lot of people have been riding. But today it's all about the women. You've got 2 official plays on Iowa, South Carolina. The floor is yours.
We're going to start with a scary Caitlin Clark fade under 9.5 assists. I know a lot of people don't want to fade the superstar right now, but listen, no one has gotten to 10 assists against South Carolina since 2018. That's how good this program has been. This defense has been. Obviously 99.9% of those games were not against someone as good as Caitlin Clark, but one of them was last year's Final Four. Caitlin had a legendary performance of that one, hung a 40 piece on them, obviously got the win, which is, you know, the only time South Carolina has lost in the last 2 seasons. And she still hit her under 9.5 assists in that game with 8 because of the way South Carolina plays their defensive scheme. They stay home on shooters. They defend one-on-one. Gabby Marshall attempted 1-3 in that game. Kate Martin attempted 1-3 in that game. South Carolina's opponent assist rate, their opponent spot up frequency are consistently among the lowest in the country every year. They're going to force Caitlin to be a scorer, I think, and not a passer, not a distributor. Now, obviously, last year they lost that game, so will they change it up this year? Maybe, but that's not just how they played Iowa. That's how they play everybody. That's how their scheme is. So I'm betting on Dawn to trust the process and keep this scheme. So I'm taking Caitlin Clark under 9.5 assists. The other one I'm looking at is a most outstanding player bet, Camila Cardoso plus 150. Now, I'm going to start out again, why not to bet Caitlin Clark here? She's at minus 200 odds, which, as good as she is crazy to me when Iowa moneyline is more like plus 200 at most places. There's only been one player ever to win the most outstanding player on a losing team on the women's side. That was actually Dawn Staley, the coach on the other side, when Dawn was a player in 1991 for Virginia. I don't see it happening this year. I don't think Caitlin wins the most outstanding player if Iowa loses. So I think the value is on the South Carolina side. And specifically, I'm going with Camila Cardoso because she had the best game in the semis. She had 22-11 in that game. She already has a head start here. She's got 5 inches on Hannah Stolke. It's a great matchup for her. Iowa doesn't defend the post particularly well. So I'm going with Camila Cardoso, most outstanding player.
Okay, Calvin. And so am I to take that to mean that you would lay the lumber with South Carolina 6.5 points?
I would, yeah. I think it's close, but I would lean that way, probably have it at 7.5 or 8. So I would take the 6.5, even though we talked about, you know, Iowa's crowd edge and obviously maybe some of the officiating. The South Carolina team is different than that team last year that Iowa beat. That team didn't have any shooting. They shot 4 for 20 from three. Iowa packed it in. We saw that video go viral where Caitlin Clark kind of waved off one of their shooters and, you know, said, go ahead, let them shoot out there. You can't play South Carolina like that this year. They're one of the top three teams in the country in three-point percentage. They have shooters everywhere. Totally different matchup. So I'm not sure how Iowa's going to guard them. I think you got to take the -6.5.
And what about the total? Any lean on the total?
I would lean over. Again, more of a lean. I think it's pretty close. But I do think that Iowa, if they're going to have any chance in this game, they're going to have to obviously push the pace. And South Carolina, as good as they are defensively, is actually a team that can run with Iowa. They like to get out and transition themselves, which is one of the areas they've been really successful with how good their defense has been, giving them those transition opportunities the last couple of years. So I would lean over.
And a quick question from the chat. Dodgers laying -1.5 runs today. Snyder, what do you think?
Imanaga is on the hill for the Cubs, and he looked so good last time, and the Dodgers have never seen him before. I always say unfamiliarity is to the advantage of the pitcher, so I don't love that one, but again, I'm a Cubs fan, so maybe my bias is clouding things. What up, AMAG?
I don't love the 1.5. I think it's probably going to be a lower total game with the weather, and having to cover the 1.5 in the lower total is just not something I want to do, so probably wouldn't play that, and I agree with Imanaga.
Right back at you guys. Juan Soto to homer today. AMAX.
I'll take Juan Soto to homer. He's I forget the guy's name, Bowden or something like that, but I'm not a fan of the pitcher for the Blue Jays today. Also used some bullpen. I would take Juan Soto, have a little fun with it.
He's due. He hasn't pulled that many balls the short porch in Yankee Stadium. He's due for a Yankee Stadium home run. I assume it's big on plus money on the home run. So, yeah, I like it.
All right, guys. Keep the comments coming. Keep the questions coming. I'm coming back with my official pick. I've hit 7 straight NBA plays. We're going to get right to that after we hear from one of our sponsors.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Baseball has begun, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Sample, every Monday through Saturday as we deliver all of your fantasy baseball needs in just 5 minutes. We'll break down the biggest performers, news, and prospects who could make an impact this season. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found.
All right, guys, I'm going to the Utah Jazz. I'm going to Keyonte George, the rookie. Had a great start to the season. Seems to be fading down the stretch, kind of like this whole Utah team. I'm going under 25.5 points, rebounds, and assists for Keyonte George. Playing the Warriors, who are playing a very good defense, even though I know some of their key guys might not be in the lineup tonight. The thing about Keyonte George, he's gone under it in 9 straight games. The thing that was alarming was he only played 19 minutes last time. Even though he had been getting 30-plus minutes, he's just been so inefficient lately, not shooting the ball well, putting together like 3 of 12s, 1 of 8s. The guy is just not in sync right now offensively. And, you know, you could play at points. I thought about going under 15.5 points. I decided to do the combo line just because of the minutes that he got reduced minutes last time. And I like the combo a little bit better than fading Keyonte George points. So let's keep that going. Let's stay hot in the NBA. Matt Snyder, I got to get to you. 2 official plays on this Sunday. The floor is yours.
Yeah, so team total overs have actually been very fruitful this season here in the early going. One of the teams that has not really gotten it going as much as that they probably should would be the Phillies. The offense basically has been kind of lying in the weeds, but they have so much firepower. I think they're about to bust out, and it's a good matchup here. Mackenzie Gore against the Phillies last year, 16 runs in 13 and two-thirds innings, got completely shelled by them the last two times he faced them. He's on the bump for the Nationals today against the Phillies in D.C. I like the Phillies to blow up. Team total over 4.5 there. Decent with the minus 120. Not too bad on the juice at all. So I like the Phillies on the over. As opposed to the Phillies, who I said have been lying in the weeds, a team that has not been at all and has been totally amazing on hitting their overs has been the Texas Rangers. And we're going to go back to the well on that one. It was minus 135 last time I looked on the over 4.5. I absolutely love that. And I want to give a shout out. Charles in the chat said, you got to fade the guy coming off a no hitter. 100% agree. 100%. Historically speaking, most of the time, other than like Johnny Vandermeer, who threw back-to-back no hitters, if you get a guy, especially a no name who throws a no hitter, the next time out, he gets shelled. It was the game of Ronel Blanco's life last time out. He had only previously gone 6 innings as his career high. He went out and threw a no-hitter and completed the game. Come on. He's going to get shelled by these Astros, Rangers. Sorry. The Rangers hit the ball hard at home anyway. 52 runs in 8 games this year. That's 6.5 per game. They only need to get over 4.5 here. Absolutely love this over on the Rangers.
All right, great stuff, Matt. You got to check Matt out on the site, and you got to check out the pick feed because we have added MLB props. We are adding MLB team totals, first fives. All of that is going to be on the site this month, and so you're going to get more and more of these guys. I see that the chat might be engaging in a showdown. I am all for it. Japan, Josh, go for it and have some fun. Let's take a look at our recap for today, guys. Calvin's got Caitlin Clark under 9.5 assists. Camila Cardoso, the most outstanding player at plus 150. Again, he is leaning towards the Gamecocks, laying the points, completing an undefeated season, and denying Caitlin Clark her first ever national championship. Matt Snyder's got the Phillies team total over 4.5 runs. The Rangers over 4.5 runs. AMAC says Altuve stays hot over 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs. And I am fading Keyonte George under 25.5 points, rebounds, and assists. Thank you guys so much for coming on and joining me. Thank you to the chat, everyone participating. Sia Najab will be back here at 10 a.m. with the Big Monday Show. I believe we will be heavy on UConn-Purdue. Let's hit all these bets, and we'll see you tomorrow.
New CBS Sunday.
You collect rewards, right?
This is how I make my living.
When something is lost,
everyone's looking for something.
He finds it.
You strong swimmer?
So-so.
So-so. So-so's okay.
Justin Hartley stars.
How you survive, you make quick, smart decisions, and you never let panic take the wheel.
Sounds cool.
It is cool, actually. Very cool.
Tracker. New Sunday on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.